Hello, my imaginary friends. Can you hear me? Yes, you can. Hello, it's Thursday. I think it must be the 19th of May, 2011. I'm Simon, this is my audio boo. Just a quick boo, hopefully it's a quick one. On a thought that Syzygy has provoked in me. He made a comment on my boo, I think it's a couple of boos ago now, it should be. About the sound that Henry makes when he gets chocolate pudding, mousse, yogurt, etc. And Syzygy was remarking on the comfort that Amelia has around the audio boom microphone. She sort of speaks quite confidently. She knows she's got her way to address audio boo and to talk to audio boo and to say goodbye to audio boo, which she obviously just picks up from me, because that's how I talk to audio boo, and from her mum. And sort of James was remarking on our case, she's articulate, she's got articulate parents, all that kind of thing. I wonder whether it's also, I mean it's very kind of you to say that, but I'm also wondering whether it's to do with the fact that that's the example that is given. It seems obvious, doesn't it? Because in Amelia's little world, mummy talks to audio boo, daddy talks to audio boo, presumably everyone else's mummy and daddy talks to audio boo. That must be what it must look like in her world. It must be seeming perfectly natural to be talking into an iPhone and kind of talking to an imaginary audience, an audience of people that you don't know who's listening. It's kind of fairly random. I've got a fair idea who might be listening, because there's a group of you that talk back, which is lovely. But I don't really know who is listening, and I don't know what does that teach Amelia about how to talk. It teaches her that you can talk, you get time to speak, you don't get interrupted, you don't have to compete for someone else shouting you down. You can just tell people what you want to tell them, and you assume someone's listening, no matter how large or small the audience is. You get your 5 minutes to say your piece. It's just different, isn't it? It's just so different to how it was when I was three or four years old, and the sorts of conversations that I'd be involved in. So does it give her confidence? Does it give her a different style of speaking? Will she be different from her peers, or will all kids be audio booing? I think back to, when I was a kid, okay, that's a long time ago now, but even if you just sort of think about the kids that are leaving university now, they're not kids, are they? But they were born in 1990, the same time that the internet was born. So as far as they're concerned, the internet's always been there, and again, they must be used to tools, and they must have grown up with skills that we didn't have, because those things weren't around when we were growing up. And I think that this the generation of kids that are Amelia's age, it's another generation again. And audio boo is just one example, but there must be so many different bits of technology that just change the way that people talk. And it makes me think, at the moment Amelia doesn't have complete control over audio boo, because she doesn't have her own iPhone or iPod Touch or anything like that to record audio boos on. She only gets to speak on audio boo when mummy or daddy presses the right buttons to record, so she's got no control. But can you imagine in a few years' time, she gets an iPod Touch for her birthday or something like Pawari's kids, and even to some extent Catherine, R2UK's daughter, has already got an iPhone without the phone bit working, so in effect an iPod Touch. Do you let your kids audio boo completely under their own control? Would I want to do that? Would I want to do that with Amelia? Would I want her to be audio booing completely autonomously in a few years' time? just saying whatever she wants to and just broadcasting it onto the internet to whoever wants to listen. Now, is that dangerous? Are people going to be predatory upon her? Is that going to be a sort of a safety valve that she can tell people, you know, if we were abusing her or if we were starving her, and if she something was upsetting her in her life that she didn't want to tell mummy and daddy about, and she didn't want to tell teachers about, but she could tell Audioboo, and somebody could be listening to Audioboo and flag it up. You know, things like Childline was supposed to do things like that sort of service, wasn't it? But isn't Childline kind of downsizing or closing down because the demand's not there or the funding's not there? And you know, maybe Audioboo could do that. Is that a good thing or is that a bad thing? I don't know. It's just very intriguing, and it's all kind of spurred on by a comment that Sisergy made on my boo. So those are some thoughts, and be interested to hear what everyone else has to say, if anything at all. But yeah, could Amelia be doing a GCSE in Audioboo when she gets to the age of 16? Who knows? Anyway, that's all for now. I'm really looking forward to hearing what everyone's got to say. Obviously been a bit ill, but hopefully on the mend now, driving to client site now. So I did have a really bad night because of some problems that we had at work. I was almost driving into the office at one point, but didn't have to in the end. Anyway, that's another story. But so looking forward to hearing what everyone has to say. Toodle-boo, take care of yourselves, bye-bye. Now then, children, please, pipe down. I know I misspoke. I'm sorry. I didn't mean to say the internet was invented in 1990. What I meant was that the World Wide Web was invented in 1990. So please put down your stiff letters that you were going to send me to tell me off for getting that fact wrong. But thanks for noticing. Toodle-boo.